Every spring, scientists measure the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution coming down the Mississippi River. The excess nutrients mostly come from farm fields and sewage treatment plants in the Mississippi River Basin. The nutrients cause algae blooms in the Gulf of Mexico, which eventually rob the water of its oxygen. Dave Whitehall is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says the dead zone has a big impact on the region's ecology and economy.
That whole area where we don't have oxygen, nothing can live there. So this is an area the size of the states of Connecticut and Rhode Island put together where you have no aquatic life, essentially.
Government officials are working toward a goal of cutting the size of the dead zone by half in the next 9 years, and they're looking to farmers and cities to help them with that goal. For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.